back to the John Canzano on 750 The Game.
The WCC men's basketball tournament will be taking place in Las Vegas at Orleans Arena March 6th through the 11th. Men's and women's tournaments take place simultaneously. It is a big-time event. I was there last year at this WCC tournament. I think it's really wide open again this year. Here to talk about WCC basketball, Steve Kroner, formerly of the San Francisco Chronicle, now with ESPN Plus as an analyst. He knows it better than anybody, I think. Steve, thanks for making time, man.
John, my pleasure. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Give us an idea. You know, I say it's wide open, but you got St. Mary's at the top. They look really formidable. But what do you see in the conference right now in the WCC?
Well, with the additions of Washington State and Oregon State, I can't remember a season in which the top of the conference was so deep. In other words, there have been times over the past 10, 12 years, almost invariably St. Mary's and Gonzaga would be good. And then BYU might be good here and there when the Cougars were in the conference. USF and Santa Clara have had moments when their teams have been good. But this season, you can make the case that there are four really good teams, Gonzaga, St. Mary's, USF, and Santa Clara. And then the next three, Oregon State, Washington State, and Loyola Marymount, are all pretty good, too. You've got four teams at the bottom that aren't very good. But I can't remember a time when you would have four really good teams and then three more to give you seven really representative teams in the WCC.
I am looking at Gonzaga. We've gotten used to seeing them at the top. You know, people have been asking me this season, what's not right with the Zags? What do you see?
Well, I've seen them in person only once when they lost to St. Mary's a couple of weeks ago in Moraga. So I can't say I'm a Gonzaga expert. I will say Gonzaga in the past might have been a little better defensively and maybe had one guy on whom they could rely for that last shot. Now, Nembhard's been a great player for them this season, both scoring and as an assist guy. And is pretty good, too, but I don't think they have the one guy. But still, I mean, they're still formidable. Let's not gloss over that.
I'm looking at St. Mary's, and, you know, they matched up against Oregon State just the other night and really walked away with a victory that, you know, sort of made a statement and made me think about, you know, the WCC tournament, but what is Randy Bennett doing? You've been around this program. You've covered it. What makes that program go?
Yeah, I mean, people forget that before Randy Bennett got to St. Mary's for the 2001-02 season, St. Mary's was really an afterthought, not only in the WCC, but really in the Bay Area. I mean, you've got Cal and Stanford, and USF and Santa Clara have had formidable programs in the past, and St. Mary's was an afterthought. What Randy has done in, I believe, 24 seasons is one of the great coaching jobs in America. They're with the Gales in the past 4 to 6 seasons, they've really relied on two things, defense and rebounding. And they're really good at both. And, you know, those aren't necessarily the things that you can sell to recruits, but the players who do come into the program, they buy into it, and it has been a pretty good formula for Randy Bennett and the Gales.
You mentioned the addition of the Pac-12 schools, Oregon State and Washington State, playing in the WCC. They'll play in the WCC tournament. What has the impact of those two schools really been? You know, you've been around this conference a long time.
Yeah, I think it has prevented, dare I say, the stretch of easy games. Although St. Mary's this season started its conference season with 6 games against the bottom teams, if you include LMU. But then it's now in the midst of 8 games in which it really has no breather. It just gives the conference so much more depth at the top that, you know, you might, you know, if you're Gonzaga or St. Mary's and you're playing Pepperdine or San Diego, You know, maybe you get a breather now and then, but you're not getting a breather against Washington State and Oregon State. You're not. I mean, Gonzaga lost in Corvallis. St. Mary's had a very tough game in Pullman a couple of weeks ago, was down by 10 in the second half and made a really good comeback to win. There just aren't the breathers in the WCC, or at least the percentage of breathers maybe that the top teams used to get.
That's interesting, because I think, you know, that kind of gives us maybe an eye towards what happens in the New World Pac-12 as Gonzaga comes in with these other schools that can really play. I'm rubbernecking a little bit here. I want to get back to the WCC, but what do you make of the Pac-12 putting San Diego State and Boise State and Utah State and Fresno State and Colorado State and Gonzaga in this New World Conference?
That's a pretty good basketball conference. You know this as well as I, if not better. That's a really good basketball conference. Will it be perceived when the Pac-12 was good as the Pac-12 was at its apex? Probably not, but that very well could be the best basketball conference on the West Coast when it starts, in a season and a half.
We're talking to Steve Kroner, ESPN Plus analyst, formerly with the San Francisco Chronicle. What do you expect at this WCC tournament? Because, you know, it's a strange format with some double buys. The bracket's different than a lot of people are used to. But for people who maybe haven't seen this event or maybe haven't been tuned into it, Steve, you know, what can we expect?
Well, I think, to be as honest as possible, some of the early round games are not going to be captivating, put it that way. But when you get to even the I believe it'll be the quarterfinals. If you've got, you know, seven representative teams, you're going to have some good matchups. People say, is it automatically going to be Gonzaga and St. Mary's in the final again? And I say not automatically. Sure, I mean, those teams would probably be the favorites, but it would be no shock for Santa Clara or USF or Oregon State to get to the final and even win it. I think in the perfect world for WCC getting teams into the NCAA tournament, you'd have St. Mary's and Gonzaga finish out the regular season well, so they pretty much established their bona fides for the field of 68. And then maybe USF, which plays at Gonzaga tomorrow night. I think USF right now, with Santa Clara losing, is the only other WCC team that has a legitimate chance at getting an at-large bid. But if USF were to do that, then you could have three teams going into Vegas with a decent chance of making the field of 68, and then a Santa Clara or an Oregon State or a Washington State or Loyola Marymount gets hot and wins three or four games. And, you know, it's unlikely but not completely out of the question that the WCC could get four teams in the tournament. I think it's more likely, hopeful, that it would be two or three, but there is a scenario in which it could be four.
We're talking to Steve Kroner, ESPN Plus analyst there, a little bit of college basketball on the West Coast here. Oregon State, Wayne Tinkle's got some international players. This is not new. We've seen this at St. Mary's. We've seen it at Gonzaga. I mean, when you look at Oregon State's roster, Steve, do you have undertones there of those two programs? I mean, is it possible Tinkle looked over and said, hey, we're joining the WCC, what are they doing there? And went, maybe I need, you know, guys that, you know, he's got seven different languages in the locker room.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say that's conceivable, but I'd say it's unlikely. I think if you look across college basketball, in fact, I was doing a story for the Gales website for this Saturday night is Lithuanian night in Moraga. Because the Gales have Augustas Marcellonis, Sarunas' son, and Paulus Morauskas, a Lithuanian transfer from Arizona. And, you know, Augustas said, it's not just Lithuanians and the Australians at St. Mary's. International basketball has arrived in college basketball over the past X number of years, NIL being a pretty good reason why there's been a greater influx of particularly young men from Europe who might stay previously with their pro teams in their hometowns, Now they can come to the U.S., get an education, get NIL money. And one of the things that was stressed, too, by both Mrazek and by Marshall Onis is that in college you can work on your game. The player development aspect of it is really important for those guys. So, you know, getting back to Wayne Tinkle, I don't know that he's looking at it solely because Gonzaga and St. Mary's doing it. I think he's doing it because teams all across the country are doing it.
You mentioned, we talked about St. Mary's 12-1 at the top of the conference, two-game lead in the loss column after beating Santa Clara last night. USF, San Francisco, you've talked about him. They don't get a lot of publicity nationally, but what is San Francisco doing?
USF has three really good guards. It's starters Marcus Williams and Malik Thomas. Malik Thomas is leading the league in scoring. Marcus Williams is both a distributor and a scorer. And then they've got a kid, Ryan Beasley, who's from the East Bay, as their third guard. They can really score, and they're really aggressive defensively. The Dons lost their starting forward, Chips Anduido Chips Newberry, in December to a knee injury. So they're a little bit limited in the front court, but their back court's as good as anybody's in the WCC.
Now they get Gonzaga tomorrow night, second place up for grabs in the WCC. You know the bracket. How important is it to be in the top two? How important is it to be second in this conference versus maybe third or fourth or fifth?
Well, certainly second as opposed to fifth. I mean, the tournament staggers. So the top two teams get byes, I believe, this year, whether it's the semis or the quarters. But, yeah, each two-team pairing, you get a step further into the tournament, which I believe actually is a good thing. I think it makes the regular season more important. So it's definitely second is much better than third, fourth is much better than fifth, and down the line. So yeah, I mean it's a really big game for Gonzaga, and it's a bigger game for USF because, as I said, you know, Gonzaga's net ranking, even though the Zags record isn't what Zags fans expect, its net ranking I think was 14. So it's pretty well locked into the field of 68, where USF's net was around 60, which would put it at the bubble and probably on the wrong side of the bubble. But not only does USF get Gonzaga tomorrow night, but it ends the regular season against the Zags at Chase Center, the home of the Warriors. If by some chance USF were to win both of those games after beating St. Mary's last week, then USF's resume is pretty good. So getting to tomorrow night, if USF wins tomorrow night, that helps the Dons not only for the WCC tournament next month, but it certainly enhances their resume for the NCAA tournament committee.
Steve, I'm going to throw something at you. It's a little abstract, but it's,
okay.
You know,
I'm all for abstract.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, the conference is, you know, there's not nights off right now because you've got maybe a little more depth and a little more meat to the middle of the conference with Oregon State and Washington State in there. And do you think that makes the teams that get to the NCAA tournament from the WCC more battle-tested, maybe more equipped to play in an NCAA tournament, or am I reaching there with a little too much?
You know, I've heard that argument back and forth, and it's usually directed at Gonzaga, because Gonzaga obviously has been the team, as good as St. Mary's has been, it hasn't been as good consistently over the years as Gonzaga, and people will argue one way or the other. They'll argue that when Gonzaga loses, they'll say, well, Gonzaga didn't get tested enough in the regular season and that it played too soft of a schedule. But then you'll get another group of people who will say when Gonzaga wins a couple games, they'll say, well, Gonzaga was able to rest during January and February, and so it's fresh when it gets in the tournament where teams from, you know, just throw out the SEC or the Big Ten or the ACC beat up on each other so much that a fresh Gonzaga team has an advantage. To be honest with you, I really don't know what the right answer is there.
I am I'm very curious to see what the WCC tournament will be like, and certainly Gonzaga, you know, in 2026 joining the Pac-12, that'll be interesting. I wrote about St. Mary's today, and I think they have a question that they need to think about because, you know, if they try to stay with Gonzaga and if the Pac-12 does see a place for them, maybe they have an option to go to the Pac-12. But there is an argument to be made for staying in your conference and dominating and doing what Randy Bennett has done. And, you know, an automatic berth sitting there for the WCC champion at the end. What questions do you have about St. Mary's maybe leaving the conference one day or staying in the conference? You know, where does that sit with you?
Yeah, as someone who was born and raised and lived all my life in the Bay Area, it would be sad from a Bay Area basketball standpoint if St. Mary's were separated from USF and Santa Clara. I mean, those three schools, USF and Santa Clara, to be honest, their rivalry is probably stronger than the others, but not by much. And if St. Mary's were to go to the reconstituted Pac-12, that would leave a void in the Bay Area. There's no question about it. In terms of what's better for St. Mary's, I'm not 100% sure. Obviously, it comes down to, as you well know, John, money for the most part, but would it be better to be the top dog in the WCC or to maybe get more exposure but not be the top dog in the Pac-12? That's a decision that Mike Matoso, the AD at St. Mary's, and some of the others in the administration probably will have to address in the next, 12 to 18 months.
Give me a player or two we can watch during the WCC tournament. Like, you know, for people who haven't followed the conference all season long, Steve, give us a guy or two that, you know, people should tune in and keep an eye on.
Well, I'll go with the Bay Area schools because I'm best versed in those. For St. Mary's, I think you got to go with the guy who was the WCC Player of the Year last season and is playing probably better this season. That's Augustus Marcellonis. Again, Sarunas' son. The last three games have been kind of out of character for Augustus in that he's really been aggressive offensively. He's been kind of the classic pass-first point guard, but he's been very aggressive and effectively so the last three games. From USF, I would go Marcus Williams. He's not the leading scorer on the team. Again, Malik Thomas is, but Marcus Williams is a fearless guy driving to the bucket. He's also very clever handling the ball and finding his teammates. And for Santa Clara might be the deepest team in the WCC, although it might not have the top-end guys. A guy I like watching, sometimes he starts, sometimes he comes off the bench, is a forward named Johnny O'Neill, who can really hit three-pointers. He's a tall kid, probably about 6'10", 6'11", and he can play inside and outside. So Johnny O'Neill of Santa Clara, Marcus Williams of USF, and Augustus Marcellonis of St. Mary's.
Steve Croter, you're the best, man. I appreciate you joining us. I'd love to get you back on maybe the week of the tournament or so, but, you know, tell people where to find you and where to see you. You know, obviously on ESPN Plus, but where else can they find you?
I'm still doing some freelance work for the Chronicle, and I do write for St. Mary's website, Croner's Corner. My ex-Twitter handle is Steve Croner SF.
Love it. Steve Croner, appreciate you. Thank you for joining us. The WCC tournament in Vegas, March 6th through the 11th, Orleans Arena. Oregon State, Washington State will be there. So will St. Mary's, Gonzaga. The tournament bracket is a little funky. Really rewards the teams that have done well in the regular season. But I popped in, saw some games at the WCC tournament last year, and it was really good basketball, and I think it's going to be better, even better this year. With Randy Bennett, St. Mary's got it going. San Francisco's good. Oregon State can beat anybody on a given night. Gonzaga is Gonzaga. A lot to see at the WCC tournament. Leave it here. We got more ahead, including the 5 at 5.